evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested the parties welcome to check in with the route traffic. Emergency traffic has priority. You can check in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Sorry, I don't have my preamble with me. I'm up here at camp, so I'm trying to remember this all here. The Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, November 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scott Street in Boomville, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT, hello there, Mr. Jeff. KA3PFB, Bill in Franklin Park Borough. Indeed, a good evening here. I tip my hat to everybody this tonight on the net. Over.
KA3TFB. Good evening, Bill. What's going on tonight?
Roger, Roger. Bad news, bad news. Second day in a row. We had frost in the front road. Frost in the front of the yard. I guess some ice was on the windshield. I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready. Is there anybody out there can postpone winter? You know, it's expensive. You know, the heating bills go up. You draw more electric, running stuff, and on and on. And now you need to buy ice melt for the sidewalks and the steps. And then you have to bring your snow shovel out. And then you got to get the snow brush out of the car. You got to dig that out somewhere. If it's buried somewhere, you got to dig that out and so you don't scratch your car up with a broom. And, well, I painted an ugly picture, but maybe up there in New York, people like snow. I mean, it's they look forward to this. I'd rather have it warm than cold. Back to net control. Thanks for being there, Mr. Jeff, and good evening again to everyone there. And we'll be listening. KA3TFB, over.
We've had frost here quite a bit. In fact, there's a good frost out there right now tonight here. I'm up at my camp up here in the town of Ohio. And let's see, we got 28 degrees here. There's a nice frost out there already. So we're kind of used to it here already. I'm really waiting for a good freeze, a good hard one here to kill some of the bugs. When I was driving into camp tonight, there were still a few moths following my headlights in. But anyway, all right. Thanks, Bill. Have a good evening, and, you're going to have to bear out the winter with the rest of us. All right. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WA2U.
KC2WI.
Well, I know, I thought you were still on Echolink there. N2PFM.
All right. Nope, all the Echolink stations are checked in here. I got it on my phone here, too, so I'm keeping an eye on it all the way from up here at camp. Anyway, all right. WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
good evening, Jeff and everyone. WA2U here. Good evening to those on frequency and those out there listening. Town of Ohio, you're not all that far away, and I can hear you great on the input, Jeff, so the antenna's working well. 27 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, and let's see what went on today. Well, this will make Kathy took off this morning with a friend of ours, and she went to her garden club meeting. It's quite the meeting. I think she left around 10 o'clock, got back around 2 or 2.30. That's good. She kept busy. I ordered some CDs today, and I worked a little bit on the antenna this past weekend. It's, I don't know. I got the antenna up. It's quite a beam that's up there. It's 36 dB gain. I get all the stuff stored in the TV, and then I something in the storage process. It's I go to turn it back on. It's like, whoops, what happened? So we'll get that squared away. When it's working, I can pick up probably 26, maybe almost 30 stations right over the air, but there's something quirky about the storage, so we'll get that squared away. And maybe our contractor will come over tomorrow. He's been up in Canada hunting. Another fellow I was talking to, he was hunting out in Colorado, elk. So everybody's into the hunting thing. And as long as the rifle sound doesn't get too close to the house, we're all happy. But anyways, I haven't fired up the wood stove yet, although it's getting close, getting real close. So we usually have the furnace on just to take the edge off and things. Because it's been a couple days that we have roasted ourselves out of the house. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. I hope I heard you chatting with someone earlier, I think, at another frequency about seeing some things in the bushes and maybe the coal to bring some of the deer out when you want them. So I heard that a car up on Route 12, I guess, last week, I'm trying to think where it was up next to, but actually hit a bear. So Port Lyon, I guess. All right, well, turn it back over to you and say 7-3 and listen, WA to you. Back to net.
All right, John, well, sounds like we might have the same contractor. Mine just got back from Canada here, what was it, yesterday or Sunday, I think it was. And they were doing, you know, they were hunting up there too. So maybe we do, because I have a kitchen renovation going on right now, and my neighbor there is a contractor. He's doing it for me. So anyway, all right, well, thanks for checking in. And, yeah, the deer were moving tonight when I was out driving. Well, all I can say is I haven't seen a hide or hair of them until today, so I don't know. Maybe it's an early rut. We'll see what's going on, and maybe they're moving. I'm going to go out there first thing in the morning and see what I can see. All I know is it's been quiet, and a lot of people I talked to who were butchering and, you know, out there hunting are all said the same thing. The only thing the butchers are seeing are does, and a lot of guys aren't seeing a lot of bucks. They're out there, like they always are, but they're not moving as hard as they normally are. I think some of this warm weather we've had has probably had something to do with it. All right, thanks, John. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI. Well, I had good intentions to work until noon and then go out, but I didn't manage to do that at all. First of all, I didn't manage to really seriously work, you know, get really into it, although I was busy. But some of it was distracted with follow-up stuff from the Mars communications exercise. And then I got into working on things. Well, I'll just do this, and I'll just do that. And it was 12:30. Well, if I just can get this going, then it'll, you know, defragment this drive, and I'll whatever. And the next thing I know, it was 1:30. So I did get out maybe around 2:30. Took a drive up to Confusion Flats there, the Otter Creek Horse Trails. Made a loop around, played a little bit with the GPS, and took a walk and bushwhacked. whacked around one of the ponds there at Twin Ponds. And so I got a little fresh air and got a little water at the spring at Donetburg. But it would have been much better if I'd gone out at 12:30. It was pretty warm at 3. The sun was still, you know, where the sun was up, but of course mostly it wasn't up. It was already behind the trees. Even at noon, it's never that high, but I'd been a lot more in the sun and it would have been nicer. And then I came back and various things here, more fooling around on the radio and not enough working, I guess. But anyway, I don't have a wood stove, fire in the wood stove either. I made one this morning. It was pretty cold. I got up, it didn't seem that cold, but then after about half an hour or so, I realized, you know, it's pretty cold in here. It was like 62 or 3 or something, and I figured, well, I'm going to stay here. So I actually turned the furnace on, but just to get it started, and then I made a fire, but I let it go out. So, you know, here we are back at 9 o'clock. So do I want to start the fire up now? It's going to get kind of hot. You know, comfortable, but it'll still be almost out by the morning, so I kind of think I'm just going to let it go. And I've got the furnace, the programmable thermostat turned on, so it'll kick the heat up in the morning. And that's usually the way I do it, you know, this time of the year, and then even in the winter, because if it's really cold, the fire is going to, even if you stack it right up by the morning, it's kind of low. So I use the furnace for the, you know, heat assistance in the morning, basically. And we're getting into that time, I guess, so. I was just reading an article, something from some link on Facebook about somebody went to study at some real far north place in Norway about, you know, wintertime depression, and they got there and they said, why aren't you depressed in the winter? And all the people said, well, why would we be? It's just a totally different attitude, you know. But and that's really true. Get out and enjoy it, and you're fine. If you just grumble all the time, well, yeah, then you're not going to like it. But I used to see that a lot at Syracuse. People would come there to work. They choose to come there, you know, and take a job, and then they'd complain all the time about the weather. Well, geez, if you're smart enough to be an engineer or manager or, you know, halfway professional person, you think you'd be smart enough to look at the weather statistics for Syracuse before you decide to move there. And well, maybe nowadays you take what you can get, but, you know, that wasn't always the case. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Yeah. If you believe the weathermen, we're supposed to have a milder winter if the El Nino comes through. We'll see, and I really hope it does. I'm ready for no snow till the end of December. How about that? We haven't had one of those in a while, but well, let's see. All right, well, thanks, Pete. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. And to PFM, George, what's going on tonight?
Well, good evening to you there. Jeff and everybody else on the net. Had a temperature of 37 degrees, much warmer here than down your way. It's 37 degrees here. Both thermometers agree, 37 degrees. Temperature range today was 31 to 51. And Mom is securely in the nursing home now. And took her over there about 10 this morning. I had to fill out paperwork till about almost 12. And that's all done now, so hopefully things will get a little easier for a while anyway. Like, glad the snow is holding off a while, I can get some more things done and all. And with that, we'll say God bless and 73s and 2 PFM clear.
All right, well, I'll sign up for the warmer temperatures, that's for sure. It just clicked up here a little bit. It's 29 now, so maybe it'll get warmer by morning. That'd be nice. I'm not complaining about the warm weather, that's for sure. It's made hunting a little brutal this year, but that's all right. That's a worthwhile trade. All right, George.
Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Control for the Black River Valley service net. Are there any other check-ins?
KD2MBU.
Okay, we had two there. Sounded like Pauline was in there. And then there was Ray. So we'll start with N2KKL. Pauline, good evening. What's going on tonight?
I was watching something on TV and lost track of time. Good evening, everybody. Hope you had a nice day. We're down to 34 degrees already. But we had a beautiful day today. And 2KK out there, isn't it?
All right, Pauline. Well, thanks for checking in there. And glad you had a good day. And nice to hear you up here on the Boo Boo Repeater. I seem to recall just talking to you about a couple hours ago over there on the... on the 210. Okay, well, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see. KC2MBU, Ray, what's going on tonight?
Looks like I'm the warm spot tonight. I got 39 still up out in front of the house. Hit the weather clock. It says it's 31 in Boonville. But I got 39 up on the hill. Over.
Maybe there's a warm front moving in from the west. You're getting it before us. Right now, all the temperatures just clicked back down. I still got 28 here, and John reported in before over there of Hinkley at 27, so maybe we'll get some warmer weather coming in here later on. I'll definitely welcome that. All right, thanks, Ray. Are there any other check-ins with Black River Valley ServiceNet? Well, for myself, had to work this morning and then dropped the wife and daughter up to the airport there in Syracuse. They're heading on to Disney World for a few, well, about a week, a little over a week. So my daughter's fifth birthday tomorrow, and so that's her birthday present. Spend it with mom down there in Disney World. So they're gonna have a lot of fun. And, we got them down there at the airport about 2 hours, well, almost 3 hours early. So they've been, I'm sure they're having a lot of fun traveling. They had a connector there in the middle, so connector in Philly to, from there to go to Florida. But anyway, after that, we got back home, packed up, and we headed up here to camp for a little while. And there's a lot of projects going on at the house there with the renovation, so it's kind of a good time to, you know, bug out and get up here and chill out. So we got up here a little late. Oh, I don't know, about 6:30 or so, 7, somewhere in there. I think it was about 6:30. And got the wood stove going. So we've almost got it up to about 62 in here in the camp now. And about another hour or so, I'll be up there right where I like it, right around 70. And we'll head off to bed and do some hunting in the morning. And we're going to work here from camp. One of the advantages of working online, as long as you can get an internet connection, you can work. So we're going to do that here. We're going to try to do it most of the week. We may have to go back to home base here and there, but fortunately it's only 20 minutes away. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other check-ins? Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WA to you.
Go ahead, John.
Sarvanov, the last name of our contractor. And, geez, I was trying to think of you hunting there, Jeff. You know, everybody works to get, you know, you were mentioning, I think it was last Friday night, about the wood smoke, and I don't what's the quick fix for gun oil? I don't know. I spray some of the stuff here with the brake free. I think you could probably smell that a half a mile away. And Pete, I don't know if you had a drill or anything going on Sunday, but I don't know if you were talking about some scenario. I might have gotten it mixed up with another that I was listening to. However, I did listen to 40 meters late Sunday afternoon. I was actually trying to listen to WBCQ on 7.490, and the band conditions were horrific. It was just, at least the time that I was listening was absolutely terrible. So, Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you. I get kind of a kick out of all the different temperatures, but yeah, I just wonder how do you camouflage the gunner? I think some of the four-legged creatures can smell it a long ways away. WATU, back to that.
Well, we have the same contractor, I'm pretty sure. Mr. Charbonneau is my neighbor over there, and yep, he had a successful trip up there, put it that way, and came back with a more in their truck than that he left with, let's put it that way. So yep, he's one of the finest contractors I've ever had to deal with. So you're pretty lucky there, and I'll matter of fact, I've seen him today briefly. You know, they got a lot of projects trying to squeeze in here at the end of the season. I was able, you know, one of the fortunate parts about having your contractors, your neighbors, he's got to come through at least at lunchtime, so he swung in, and we got a couple things set up so I could get out of there, and well, anyway, good luck with that, and I'm sure you're going to see them here. They're all running like crazy, so I know they had a portion of the crew anyway up there on the trip, but everybody's back now, and they're all getting back to work, so. All right, I see somebody else here popped in on the Echo Link. I don't know if they want to check in, but I'm going to give them here a second to check in if they want. This is KD2AIT for the Black River Valley Service Center.
Kilo Delta 2 Alpha India Tango, this is Whiskey 2, Juliet Lima Delta, John in Rochester, New York, checking in.
W2 JLD, John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
This is Whiskey 2, Juliet Lima Delta, John in Rochester, New York. Thank you, sir, for having me in, where we have 43 degrees. Very comfortable, cool evening. Not much going on, just kicking around Echo Link, seeing what's going on a Monday. Just finished listening to the World Friendship, so I thought I'd stop over here and see what's going on in Boonville Town. So I'll pass it back to Net Control. Thank you so much for taking my check-in. This is Whiskey 2, Juliet Lima Delta, back to Net Control.
All right, John, your transmission was a little choppy, but I mean, I pretty much caught everything you said there. Just, I don't know if it was a network issue or not. It didn't sound like it was a transmission issue. The Echo Link station is actually at my home base, so I'm up at my camp right now. But I heard everything you had to say. It just sounded like, it almost sounded like it was a squelch issue, if I could, you know, try to put my finger on it there. But anyway, we copied everything you had to say, and it's good to hear you. We're familiar with Rochester a little bit. Sometimes we clash with the 655 repeater out there occasionally, and I guess they're working on their PL tone on there on the input. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins with Black River Valley Service Net?
NBU comment.
Go ahead, Ray.
You need to check your antenna wire. You go from perfectly full quieting to barely readable. The static starts in. It sounds just like it did when our repeater had water in the antenna line. But I'd hate to see you cook your radio because a bad antenna connection.
Okay, well, I'll definitely check that out tomorrow. I'll climb up there and see what's going on. It's all pretty
well contained. I mean, unless there's a nick in the wire there, I'll have to see. But all right, Ray. Well, thanks for the feedback. I'll definitely give that a look here tomorrow. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check?
Only ATM.
Go ahead, Ray. John, I'm sorry.
I can. I should have said something too. But I did switch over. I can hear it on the input, so it's definitely something going on there. Your signal's strong, so it's evidently the radio's not compensating for it. I don't know if you've tried different power levers, but it is. You are transmitting the sound. WATU.
Yeah, it's totally intermittent. It's like you've got a loose cable, and it's you put your SWR meter on it and wiggle some wires. I think you'll find it.
All right. Well, I'll definitely check it out and see what happens. Well, it gives me a project here for the week. I'll have to trace that all back. Definitely, there could definitely be something going on. I've added some stuff to the system, so we'll see what we can figure out. All right. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in?
This is a late check-in. A2EW.
I'm sorry, could you come back with your call sign again?
K2EW, over.
K2EW, good evening. You get your first name, and what's going on tonight?
My first name is Clark, and it's pretty calm and cool. And cool, actually, it's in the, I guess, high 20s here. If you would relay a message to an operator on a frequency, it would be appreciated. I have a message for W2AU, over.
Well, if you'd like to give W2AU the message yourself, go ahead. We'll stand by. This is KD2AIT. Go ahead.
Certainly, I can do that. This is a message for John from Clark. There's a phone message there, John. Feel free to use a landline if you could. Thank you.
Roger, Roger. Got it. Got it. I will do that. Good to hear you on, Clark. And, Jeff, you know, the other thing it could be, if you have another scanner you can monitor, it happens with a lot of the new radios now, is flexing of the mic cable where it goes into the radio. Some of the new radios now take the RG45 plug, but that is also another possibility. It could be the mic cable, WATU.
All right, well, I just unplugged the RG45 and plugged it back in, so let me know if that made any difference. All right, well, K2EW got his message through. Is there anybody else out there with any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KA2RNZ, just in and out, Jeff, and hello to Clark. KA2RNZ.
Okay, we got KA2ZNZ Jack. Good evening. And he's in and out, so are there any other check-ins, comments, queries?
And Brian ALW in and out. Good evening, Jeff. Everyone have a fine evening. And Brian ALW.
And 5 AOW, Bob, nobody wants to talk tonight. It's fine. Okay, are there any other check-ins? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular MGUs. I'd like to thank Bill up there in Franklin Park, Burl, John, Pete, George, Pauline, Ray, let's see, another John, Clark, Jack, and Bob for checking in tonight. We'll say 73 to everyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KA3TFB will be logging off through the Echo Link system. Indeed, good evening to all.
This is KA2000Z for the United County. Traffic has emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. And as always, please wait till the tail drops on your repeater. So hopefully the tail will drop on the Rochester repeater. Stations come in, please.
Good evening, Jack.
JC2NBU.
Okay, N5AOW, good evening, Bob. KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you both for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic. After the tail drops, please. Any other stations for Arc-10 tonight with or without traffic? Thank you both for taking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2000.